is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, here she is from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results, our licensed realtor friend, Miss Mimi Shoneman. How's it going over there, Mimi?
Good morning, my friend.
Hello, hello, hello. Also in the building with us, always happy to talk to our good friend from Cross Country Mortgage, Mr. Phil Olson.
Good morning.
Hello. I know we got to get to a lot of information today, but before we get there, let's start with your NMLS number. Number, please, Phil.
NMLS 238103, company NMLS 803095, Cross Country Mortgage.
Okay, we got some specials.
Yes.
We got some specials. What are very they? Nice. We need a sounder for specials.
Well, yeah, we should.
Sonny, can you sing something for us real quick on the fly? Sonny's got a beautiful voice.
Oh, here she goes. She's like, wait a minute. I wasn't ready.
Special.
Did you have time to warm
we
up your voice?
We got some specials.
We've got specials.
I love it.
There we go. Love it.
The melodious voice of producer Sonny over
all
there.
All right. That was, didn't even sound like her, did it?
She's versatile.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I'm a voiceover in my spare time.
Exactly.
There you go. There you go. Exactly.
All right, Phil, what you got?
I still have our wonderful spring and summer special. Mm-hmm. If clients are thinking about buying a home with the likes of Lennar, D.R. Horton, Eternity Homes, and mm-hmm. there's a couple others, right now, take advantage of our 1.4% special.
Okay.
Which, if a client is buying a house and they're going to have a loan of $500,000, you're looking at a $7,000 credit special
right.
to that consumer that's going to build that next home. So we're beyond competitive with the builders, lenders out there. Our rates are normally 90% better than theirs. My closing costs will be less. So for those that are thinking about building that brand new home here with one of the big box builders,
right.
Give me a call. Would love to give you a quote.
Right. So you can at least know that you have someone who is working to get you the best deal, not on behalf of who's already building the home.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is when you're working with the builder, you're working with the lender that represents the builder.
Right.
They're really not a third set of eyes mm-hmm. for you like I am.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna point out everything to the consumer and watch out about this and watch out about that. Matter of fact, quick story, I had a client that just signed a contract with Lennar
mm-hmm.
and we're 3 months into the build, and then I go back to the consumer and say, oh, by the way, you do realize you have to pay the mortgage registration tax for the builder. And the consumer goes, what do you mean?
Right.
Well, it's written right in the contract that you have to pay their tax.
Okay, this is a segue if I ever heard one. Okay, so as part of a service,
yes,
as a realtor, we represent you.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We read your contract, which is 80, 100, 120 pages.
Right.
We read through the contract on your behalf.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that we can explain it to you. Ms. Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to the builder's office, just you and your friend, your girlfriend.
Yes.
You're out window shopping.
Right.
And you say, you know what? That made so much sense.
Right.
I'm buying that thing.
And
right
then
now.
I send it to you.
And you say, it's 120 pages, and she wanted to explain it to me in 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm signing.
It all mm-hmm. sounded okay because she said it really fast.
I hope it will work.
And all I could think of is how pretty the thing I'm buying is going to be, and mm-hmm. I'm not thinking about all the paragraphs. And
well,
like, even when it's something that seems easy, because I remember when I was going through this process before, you both were sending me snapshots of, did you read this? Do you know what this is? And I'm like, thank you for telling me to look at it. And at least I knew full eyes wide open what I was getting into when I did things.
Listen, mm-hmm. there are so many people, and I'm just going to say this out loud
mm-hmm.
and forever on tape,
right?
That just don't want to read contracts.
Well, it's complicated,
yep.
and it's written in a way that you feel it wears you down. Like, there's
no,
so much
does.
Going on in
there,
the contract that sometimes
so much,
you're like, what is this?
There's so much legal mumbo jumbo.
Right.
I got another mm-hmm. quick story. Have a client in Wisconsin. Signed a contract, finds out the builder calls him and says, hey, oh, by the way, we have to increase your price. This is after the contract is signed.
Right.
By $45,000.
Wow.
That was for lumber
Ouch.
And for trusses.
Mm-hmm.
Client went to court. there was a small one line paragraph in the contract that basically was a full out clause for the builder to raise the price
no matter what it was
and get a load. The following client calls the builder irate. Builder says the following: well, then guess what? Don't close on the home. I'm going to keep your earnest money, which was $20,000, and I'll just sell it to somebody else.
Wow.
So reading contracts is what I do, is what Mimi does. And guess what? We point out everything to the consumer that they need to be aware of.
Right.
Because unfortunately, once you sign this contract, it's signed.
Yes.
You're not backing out.
Right.
And there's still people out there that go, well, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I'll handle it later.
So some of the things that come out in my mind when we're talking about this, and this price increase clause in contracts is very real. And we're seeing it more and more because, well, you know, it makes sense from the builder's perspective. They can't really control their pricing either.
Right.
And so if they didn't do something like that, they would also be taking a bath. So we get it why it's happening, but you need to know. So Miss Shannon, you and I have gone to XYZ Builder.
Right.
And you've fallen in love. And it's the very tippy top of your budget.
Right.
You got 52 cents
left
more in your approval. And I say, what happens, Ms. Shannon, if builder has to raise your prices? What you going to do?
Right.
You got 52 cents left. Ms. Shannon.
I don't have enough things to sell.
Yeah.
Like, I can't put I don't have enough things to put on eBay to make up that. So.
Here's another example of things that are in a contract and people don't really pay close attention to. And that is the estimated closing date of the construction.
Okay.
All right. Well, at Cross Country, we have extended locks, 30, 60, 90, 120, 180, even all the way 360 for those big jumbo properties, $1 million homes that are going to be built.
So do you watch that then, Phil? Like if it gets bumped?
I watch that.
Okay.
But here, I'm not working with everybody out there.
Gotcha.
Okay.
You aren't?
I wish.
What?
I wish. But,
wait a minute. Let's just stop. Stop everything. Stop the bus.
Can we change that today?
We can work on it.
You got special, Sonny. Sonny, where's the special sounder, girl? Come on.
You've got special.
Love it.
Sonny, we'll lay that down and give that to Rocco for you.
Getting back to what I was saying is in the contract, it specifically says that if we don't have your house finished, we are not, be it the builder, will not incur any additional costs for extending the lock.
What
I tell clients is, because I'm not seeing hardly any loans closing on the builder's side on the dates they're saying. They're always being delayed. For anybody out there that's going to lock a loan and they're saying, my property's going to be done June 15th, I recommend you get that locked till August 1.
Yeah.
And guess what? Even after August 1.
Of what year?
Well, I mean, if it were to be done this year, say by June 15th.
I know, I'm joking. Yeah. It is a joke, Phil.
So getting back to what we're talking about and a little bit about, we're going to talk a little bit about new construction and that. There are specific things that Mimi is going to watch out for, that I'm going to watch out for, that you're not necessarily going to pick up on if you're working with the builder's rep, because when you're working with the builder's rep, it's euphoria.
Right.
Oh, it's just euphoria. Oh, beautiful this, beautiful that. We're going to do this. Oh, what kind of selections do you want? But as far as going through contracts, I don't think they do a very good job because I think they're afraid.
I can't say that. I can't toss my sister, builder rep realtors under the bus like that. I think, people are in a hurry. That's the problem with our world. We rush, rush, rush. They do hit the fine points. But folks, if you've got 120 pages in your agreement, do you not want to really kind of break that down with a fine tooth comb?
That's, right.
Do you not really want somebody else that doesn't represent the builder to help you maybe navigate questions that you wouldn't have maybe thought to ask before?
And it might be that they're like you as my representative, both of you are going to highlight it with a different emphasis than the other side of the night. They might mention it to you, but they're definitely not going to say, hey, this might be something that needs to have exclamation points next to it because it's a big deal.
So when I represent a new construction client, I request to get the documents ahead of time before we meet with them. I read every word of it, hours, and highlight it so that we can talk about the highlight of the point when we're meeting with them so that it's not new to my eyes.
Right.
And then I can explain it to you as we're talking it through. That's the benefit of having us also help you. You have somebody that is familiar with real estate agreements and somebody who is an advocate for you that represents you and nobody but you. I won't be representing the builder. I'll only be representing the buyer and so forth. So, you know, and here's the beautiful thing. That is all a part of, you know, having a buyer agreement.
Right.
It's all a part of the package. So, Phil, when we come back from the break, besides, you know, going into more detail about why your special is so wonderful, what would you like to start talking about?
I got a bunch of data here from the Mortgage Bankers Association and statistics of what's going to happen in the future. And I'm getting those questions all the time from consumers here during the course of the week is, Phil, put your Swami hat on.
Yes.
What's going to happen?
Right.
What's going to go on?
Perfect.
I'd like to cover some of that.
And
right.
I've got some really great charts here about appreciation, acceleration in home prices, changes from year over year. Also to go over. So we'll be just nerding out next segment.
We're also open to your calls. If you have any real estate or mortgage questions, today is a great day to be part of the show. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on MyTalk 1071. Also streaming on MyTalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Mimi Schoeneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and Remax Results. And also Mr. Phil Olson from Cross Country Mortgage. Reminding you, you can get all your questions answered today. Just call us at 651-641-1071.
I have a challenge.
Yes.
So did you, was anybody else surprised when Phil said that everybody wasn't working with him?
We're like,
I was. Yeah. I don't know.
Really?
So my challenge is for all of the people that listen to this today and our podcast, let's just blow Phil's phone up real quick this
just
week.
Give him a shout.
Just give him a call. He likes
Send
to talk.
Send him an email.
Yeah.
I love chatting.
He's friendly. And what's your number, buddy?
651-238-6748.
And that's how, so just make my day. When he tells me his phone is ringing off the hook.
Right. Or you can email him, like, especially if you're one of those, hey, my scenario seems complicated. Like, you are great at taking our puzzles and making sure all the little pieces work together and solving them for us. When, you know, mine, when I brought you this, I'm like, here's a pile of puzzle pieces. What do you think? You know, and you're like, all right, here we go.
Shannon's documentation's in about how many boxes?
Oh, gosh. You know what?
Suitcase.
It was a suitcase. It was, you know, that part, it's like I have all of the stuff, but I'm like, which of the things, because I keep everything. I'm like, which of this do you really need?
Shannon's accountant.
Like, what do you need?
Your accountant just cries.
It's me. My accountant is me. I cry. I cry.
See, I love the calls when my MyTalkers call me and they go, Phil, I've got a unique situation.
Right.
And what's going on in the back of my mind is, yeah, right. Okay, I've heard it before. I've heard, you know, I can fix this.
You know. And you did fix it. Like, and I mean, and I give you full credit because mine was complicated and you're like, got it. All right. Here's who I need to press. And it all worked out. So thank you for all the work you do.
You're
so
welcome.
I tell everybody that they should give you a shout.
Okay. So here's the quiz.
Mm-hmm.
How many days on market? No, excuse me. How many months supply of homes do we currently have in the market? And let me tell you what's normal. 5 and 6 months is a balanced market, meaning there's just enough inventory for sellers and buyers. That's all. Everybody's happy, equal. What are we at today?
So am I guessing?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
You both can guess.
All right. You go first, Bill.
0.70.
I was going to say 0.75. Okay.
You win, Ms. Shannon.
Okay. What is it?
We're sitting at 8.
Ooh, wow. Okay, we're really close. Yeah.
Less than 1 month of inventory. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just give some advice. If you happen to be blessed and win a bid, if you happen to, your realtor's got good success for you, man, good mojo, wins you a bid, Phil, what should they do?
I think they should go down by the XL Energy Center and do a jig in the middle of the the middle of the road.
The answer is they should close on that house right away.
You're right.
Yes, you should. That's that's called being very, very fortunate.
Exactly.
All right. All right, Phil. Home price forecasts. Guess what? There's a lot of experts in the forecasting business.
You think?
Yes. I see. With all of my experts here, I'm going to start with Zelman being the lowest. Zelman says that we're going to increase by 3% in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
But CoreLogic coming in at the top, CoreLogic being an expert, thinks that we're going to increase by 9.6%. And in the middle someplace is the Mortgage Bankers Association and the National Association of Realtors, who both think that it will increase by 5.1%. Huh. I'm going with CoreLogic.
I'm going with CoreLogic all day long.
Yeah.
Based on what I'm seeing out there, there's still there's a lot of money out there.
Yes.
There's a lot of money out there, and people are throwing money left and right to get a house right now. So it would not surprise me. Year ends, we're at an 8 to 10% increase year over year.
Yes. And changes in prices since last year in the whole state of Minnesota, we've changed 12.8% in Wisconsin, 13.5%. If you want to go to Florida, like I know some of us do, 25.7% price increase in Texas, 19.3%. And our good friends in California, 19.6%. Coming in close to the top is our good friends in Arizona, 27.4%. So lots of stuff going on there. Phil, what do you got for our data geeks?
Well, right now I'm fielding a lot of phone calls, and it's kind of going to come with some of the predictions off of the Mortgage Bankers Association. But right now, great opportunity for clients out there that are thinking about doing a cash out, maybe downsizing, or maybe purchasing a second home. You might go, well, hold one here. Interest rates are rising.
Yeah. Right.
Your equity position has risen dramatically.
Okay.
And if we see a housing market correction, which I do believe it's not right around the corner, but it's coming.
Right.
For those that are sitting on tons and tons of equity now,
they might be
sitting with less equity here in a year, 2 years down the road.
Okay, let's break that down because I don't agree with you.
Okay.
All right, so let's just say what you just said again. Just repeat it.
Right now, for clients, it's a great opportunity to pay off debt with a cash out refinance, maybe buy that second home with cash by taking out a cash out refinance, or maybe downsizing, because if you walk away from your $500,000 home and you pocket $300,000, maybe now is the time to go buy that two-bedroom, one-bath townhome for $300,000, and they can either pay cash for it or they can have a very, very small mortgage.
Okay, right. That part I agree with. Let's talk about your thoughts on the market correction. What are you thinking, and where are you seeing that?
Well, where I'm seeing that is there's a breaking point.
Okay.
And the breaking point has to do with gasoline has now hit $4 here in the Twin Cities as of yesterday, and potentially predicted to go to 5%. With the war in Ukraine, we've got even more pressure on the markets. As gasoline prices go up, guess what? Lettuce goes up.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Your diesel costs have gone up. So we're going to see inflation continue to go higher and higher. In my opinion, what that's going to do is that will slow the housing market down because people are going to have less income.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, going hand in hand, the Mortgage Bankers Association, here's one of their predictions. By the end of 2023, we'll be at 5.375% interest rates.
Right.
As interest rates go up, people decide, I'm staying where I'm at. we can't afford to upgrade.
Okay. Right. Well, let's continue talking about this when we come back from the break.
Right. You can be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. Also streaming on MyTalk1071.com. Always encourage you to be part of the show. You can call us at 651-641-1071.
Okay, Phil. So I have another statistics from the Minneapolis Area Association of Realtors. Our median sales price has increased almost 11%.
383.
Wager?
Four even?
333,000.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
Okay.
That surprised me there.
Yeah.
I thought it would be thinking, higher.
Yeah. I thought it'd be higher.
Me too. That gives me hope for the future. So that means we have room.
Yes.
Yeah, but you want a duplex, tri, or quad.
Yeah. But you know,
she's fancy.
Yeah. But I'm fancy because I want to be a mogul, but I also am realistic. So by the time I'm ready to do this, if you're like, what you can afford is this, I'm still going to buy one. So if you're like, hey, what you can get is this house, I'm going to get this house.
Yes.
I'm committed to buying another property.
When you're out looking for a property today, let me just explain some of the things that we're seeing that are important for you to know. Very important for you to know. I would say 50%, and I'm not exaggerating, are seeing an appraisal gap clause. And an appraisal gap means that if you make an offer above the listing price or even at the listing price, and the house does not appraise, that you will be willing to bring cash to the table at the closing table for a portion of that or all of that.
Then that's up and above what your down payment and your closing costs are.
Right.
Yes. So, for instance, Ms. Shannon, if you want to look at a $400,000 house, and I tell you, I don't think it's going to appraise, Ms. Shannon.
Right.
I think the comps show 375. That means we got a $25,000 difference.
So in addition to what I would put down as the down payment, I need to have that other $25,000 sitting around? Or
well,
what are we saying?
Let's just say you were doing 375, but you offered 400 with an appraisal gap of 25.
Yes.
All right. And the property appraises for 375, and you're only putting 5% down.
Mm-hmm.
You take the 5% of the 375,
okay,
and you add $25,000 to that number, and that's your now become your down payment.
Okay. Yes, and because if you don't put it in there and somebody else does, it makes you less competitive.
Right, because they're worried that I'm not going to be able to pay the extra.
But this is real money. This is not Monopoly money, folks.
No.
You need to show Phil and I, where do you have this $25,000? Are you going to be pulling it from savings? Is it going to be a gift? Is it going to be coming from your IRA?
Right. Well, we always encourage you to be part of the show and call us at 651-641-1071. Chris, thanks very much. We have our experts prepared to answer your question.
All right, here comes a fun real-life scenario for you. So my daughter's 26, millennial. They don't like to pay rent. They're smart. They want to own, not pay someone else. So she has been in a townhouse renting crazy amount of rent. She found, buckle up, guys.
You're killing us here, Chris.
Oh, she found, which I give her all the credit, I call it the little grandma house, which is what she wanted. Rambler.
Yep.
760 square feet, two bedroom, one bath, tiny little grandma house, no garage.
Okay.
On a super busy street in Monticello. I'm going to just leave it at that. It was asking price $185. What can I do? I'll tell you. I know what's going down with this stuff. I'm out. She's got a great real estate agent who's advising her. I have nothing to say about any of this, which is my policy. What would you think if you wanted to for sure, like, get her that house? What would you have told her to offer?
Oh, no. See, there you go. We never tell you what to offer.
You guys can't. You're in real estate, right?
Yes, of course. But
this guy told her what to offer.
Okay, well, no, you show them what has sold in that area so that you can talk about it, and the client comes up with the number to offer, and you can show them what other offers that or what other things that have sold But so, Chris, to your point, if I said to you, Chris, I think you should offer 210, and then we find out that you lost it at 210, and then when it closes, we see that it sold for 211, whose fault is it that you didn't get that house?
I don't know.
Right? Okay.
It really, really comes down, Chris, as to what is the situation on the property. How long has it been listed? It's been listed a day. Mm-hmm. Was it on the coming soon for like a week?
Nope.
No. Okay. Well, it's Monticello. There's probably a little bit less activity, but we're still seeing tons of activity in the North Metro and Southern Metro. And I'll still consider Monticello as being, you know, North Metro. What I can tell you, if you were to ask me, is what am I seeing?
Mm-hmm.
On all the purchases that are being accepted that I'm working on, I'm seeing anywhere between a 10 to 13% increase from the listing price.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean that's 100% of the time, but I would tell you from what I'm seeing, that's happening about 90 to 95% of the time.
So if you saw that, it wouldn't be outside of the norm where you go, this person is really trying too hard.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So,
gotcha.
So, Chris, what is your concern about the whole thing?
Here's the thing, and as I told Ms. Shannon, I've learned because I had a mom, not in real estate, but just in life.
Right.
That was in my business. So my son, already at 23, bought a home in Buffalo, has already sold it. I mean, these kids are savvy. They know stuff. So I'm out. You do you. So this agent, because my daughter wouldn't have known what to offer, but he knows from working with her, she's desperate. She wants a house. She wants out of this rental market that sucks, that I'm in as well. And so he advised her 217.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she won against seven other offers. So it is still, because that price point is ridiculous. There's, again, you've got the people, this house is more for a single couple with no kids, or like my daughter, you know, a millennial alone or whatever the situation. But it's not a family home, obviously. It's built in 1971. It's been redone in 2016. But, of course, my concern is, oh, geez, what are the comps in the area for a small, tiny grandma house with no garage?
Believe it or not, I'm seeing that price point all the time. Mm-hmm. 210, 215 on that house, and I'm seeing that in the metro throughout. The positive here, though, is rents are increasing far more than $100 a month. I'm seeing some clients being hit for $300 a month. And when I do the math of 185 to 217, you're looking at a payment differential of about $120. So you could continue to rent and pay an additional $300, or I could have my own house, pay an additional $120, but I'm building equity long term.
Like Ms. Shannon and I often talk about, you've got to start someplace.
Exactly.
And, you know, if that is a starting point with what your daughter can afford, then good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Especially,
I know, I'm super proud of her.
Yeah. Fixed price.
My only concern is, like what you guys are just saying, how long is this market going to sustain? Is she going to end up underwater like the 2008 people? Are we thinking that might happen, or is she going to be okay?
So here's what I can see from the difference. Okay, so there's just not the inventory, period.
Right.
And the changes with the Dodd-Frank, with the mortgage side, the lending, you know, criteria is more strict, wouldn't you say so, Phil?
Yeah, I would say it's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that strict. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I do the amount of volume I do, and I've only had one loan denial in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But then again, there are clients that I have to tell them that right now you can't buy a home, but doesn't mean you're denied. I'll still work with you. It might take some time to get you where you need to be.
And Chris, as someone who bought a house back before the previous crash and bought one recently, I don't think that it's strict. I think that it's prudent. Because I remember, you know, when I was in my 20s and I was buying my house way back in the day, I'm going, I don't think you should be giving me this much money, you know, kind of thing. But I mean, it was like the first time I was like, okay, I was making the most money I'd made in my entire career. I get that. But single, you know, a single girl doing all this stuff, figuring it out, going, I'm glad that I had enough advice between my realtor and my mortgage professional that I had way back then that said, just because you qualify for this doesn't mean you have to take it.
Yeah.
And so
right.
I made a choice that made sense for me at the time, similar to what your daughter is doing, Chris, where it's like, okay, I can get by with this much space. I don't have to clean it. It's just me. If I decide to get a pet, we got space. That's all fine. You know, and then anything that she can do could be an upgrade that makes sense. And I agree. Sometimes you got to just go, well, where am I going to start?
You know? One of the things,
fine.
Chris.
Yeah, that's fine. I just have to put this in here because she was told a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's a server. She's a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
So they have variable income, you know, especially when COVID hit. Sure,
yep.
She couldn't buy a house in 2020 or even barely, you know, she had to get back in there and show that her income is back where it was before because she's super variable, like with tips.
Right.
So
sure.
She's got a little added factor, but here's the smart thing. My daughter saves her butt off
mm-hmm.
and she has CDs. She has more money in savings. So that's backing up her occupation with some security.
It sounds to me like she's got a really
told, servers can't buy houses.
Sounds to me like she's got a pretty sound financial background.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about the housing market crash of 2008, 2007, you know, the one thing I always look at the long-term trend of housing.
Mm-hmm.
It always bounces back. It always bounces back. So if you're going to buy a home and you're going to buy a home and you're only going to be there for the next 2 to 3 years, I might tell you, I don't like that idea. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to be there 10, 15 years, then guess what? Yes, the economy is always going to go into a funk at some time and point. We're going to see a recession, but it will eventually bounce back and housing prices bounce back the same way. And you can see that since 1945 of mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Chris. Well, I'm just going to say one more thing to you before we go into break. Bravo sure. on being a really, you know, good mom.
Right.
And I would say, you know, part of your right because you birthed them is to give them advice. So you just go for it. You just be you and a good mom and give them good sound advice. There's nothing wrong with that, even if you do feel that's in their business.
Or if you don't want to do the full-on advice, because I kind of get where she's coming from, you're being supportive. And so you want to make sure that you're providing support, that them to know that, okay, I'm proud of your daughter for doing and saving and doing these things and trying to move in the right direction. I think that that's great parenting. So congratulations,
I'm jealous,
Chris.
Yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big kudos.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for
and
the
kudos
call.
To your daughter as well.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Yes,
she got a house.
And you guys are great. Phil answers his phone all the time. He's awesome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon, Chris.
Yep,
thanks.
Take care. Yep,
all
bye.
Right. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a very special product that Phil is going to unveil for all of our listeners.
You can also be part of the show. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071, also available in podcast form. Just go and find us on mytalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shannon, here with Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results, and also from Cross Country Mortgage, Mr. Phil Olson.
All right, Phil. So here's a breakdown just for all of our listeners to kind of get an idea of what it would take to buy, let's just say, hypothetically, a $400,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the metro, the median sales price is $333,000. So,
right.
Phil, break it down for us.
I figured out the numbers, $400,000, 5% down. Used, it was $4,600 for taxes. Used $1,900 for homeowner's insurance. New monthly payment came out to be $2,505. So under current mortgage conventional guidelines.
Okay.
Your max debt to income ratio is 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So for any consumer out there that makes more than $60,000 a year with the big butt,
mm-hmm.
you have zero debt
gotcha.
On credit. Zero.
Okay.
And how much money do you think they need to have for down payment?
That was figured out at a minimum of 5%, but
okay.
I could do that deal as little as 3%. At the same point in time, though, I would never encourage somebody to buy a $400,000 home on a $60,000 income.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
I would probably say your max should probably be no more than $2,000 because on a $400,000 home, you could easily have a $700 a month on average utility costs with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, by the way, you still have car insurance. And oh, by the way, we got rising gasoline prices. And oh, by the way, it's costing you an additional $150 or $200 a month for groceries.
Right.
But for somebody that makes $60,000, their purchasing power could be as much as a $400,000 home.
And okay. So let's just say that they're buying a $400,000 home and they've got two roommates.
There you go.
Just to give you an idea of what buys what.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Phil, what kind of specials do you have for us that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about a loan product that doesn't get talked about a lot. And it's very, very specialized.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for all doctors here in the state of Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Okay.
All right. The average student loan debt that a doctor walks out of college with,
mm-hmm.
nation average says it's $241,600.
Okay.
Now, guess what? You got $241,000. Automatically under a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac program, you have to hit that consumer for a $1,200 a month payment,
mm-hmm.
50% of that. With the doctor's program, if all the student loans are deferred, you don't have to hold it is that payment against that doctor. So it gives
any of the payment?
None.
Wow.
None of it, as long as it's student loans.
Okay.
Now, the debt to income ratios also go up to 50%. Credit scores go down to 680. Oh, by the way, there's a lot of common sense flexibility in underwriting because most of these doctors that walk out of the college already have an offer letter.
Right.
They've got a guaranteed salary of this. Okay. So we have a lot of flexibility with that program. This program will go all the way up to those that would like to purchase a $2 million home.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
So okay. It's a very specialized program. It's called the Doctor's Loan Program.
Okay. And this is not just MD doctors.
Dentist.
Mm-hmm.
MDM,
right.
DPM, mm-hmm. OD, DO, yep. MD.
Yeah.
As long as you've got doctor credentials, you could be a doctor of chiropractic.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what type of documentation do they need to bring when they have the consultation with you for this program?
Well, I would state that I would need a copy of their license,
mm-hmm.
their MD license. Okay. I would need a copy of their offer letter. And matter of fact, I could have a doctor transitioning from med school to, let's say, St. John's Hospital, hasn't even started. And I could close that loan with the doctor's offer letter as long as their mortgage payment would start within 90 days of that offer letter.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So I don't even have to have a paycheck stub.
Right.
I can use that. And keep in mind,
you will have this position.
Correct.
Okay.
And of course, it's going to state its salary. It's going to state your position. It states your start date. It's a standard doctor's offer letter, which are very comprehensive.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a little bit of vagueness here. I'd like you to kind of deep dive it for us. The loan has flexibility if it makes common sense that you can approve.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of give an example of what that might look like.
Let's just say there's maybe some delinquencies on credit that were past, okay, but they've been fixed. Let's say as far as flexibility and underwriting, I mean, it could be multiple different things.
Like the offer letter has to actually line up to what what that debt to income still has to make sense.
Correct.
And so neither one of us, Ms. Shannon, could be like a doctor of real estate or you'd be a doctor of comedy.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get my doctorate.
I've worked with doctors in the past where they go, well, I plan on paying off these debts. Here's the first word I will tell all doctors. Pay off no debt.
Okay.
Keep the cash in your bank. Work with the mortgage professional myself and let me determine what needs to be paid and what doesn't get paid.
Good point.
Because when you pay something off, it could have a negative effect on credit score.
Okay, and their debt-to-income ratio would need to be roughly?
Underneath 50%.
Gotcha.
And what about their credit score?
Credit score is as low as 680.
Okay. So why have we not heard more about this doctor program?
It's my fault, I guess.
Plus, I mean,
it's a unique product.
Right.
Okay. It's not something that's pulled out of my war chest, so to speak, on a daily basis.
It's not like we are crushing the doctors coming out like in droves.
Well, you don't know.
You know, kind of thing.
Yeah. Doctors like to listen to shows.
No, sure. I think we have some listening. I'm just not thinking that. I'm just not sure that we have so many doctors listening that it would be. Here's what I mean. I think that there may be doctors listening or people who know people that are coming out into the thing.
Exactly.
Do I think there are so many that this would be the primary ad that Cross Country Mortgage would run? No. That's all I'm saying. That's what I mean. Like,
so
I mean,
do a lot of lenders offer this or is this a specialty?
I would say it is a unique specialty product that's not offered by a lot of lenders.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there are lenders out there that offer it, but they're normally the much bigger ones. So if you're working with a smaller institution or maybe even a credit union, you're probably not even brought up that specific product.
And how do the rates look for these types of programs?
I priced one out. I had a 741, 10% down doctor loan with mortgage insurance. Their interest rate today would be 4.25%, paying 1 point. So very competitive.
Right.
Okay. That is very competitive, especially if it were to be a jumbo loan.
Correct.
Okay. And so
now I didn't price this scenario up as a jumbo. Mm-hmm. I priced it up as a conventional.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, give everybody your website, Mimi.
Be sure and text us real estate or mortgage to 651-578-2218. And you can always go to the website, mnredhotrealestate.com.
You can also go to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot. See you guys next week.